And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley. Thanks for tuning in. Shaping Success is brought to you by Sean Loveland at Castle Inn Cook. If you're in the need of refinancing your home, you live in Idaho or Oregon, that's where he's licensed. Please give him a call, 208-447-7205. He's got some awesome stuff going on. Interest rates are dropping really low right now. I'm getting ready to refinance my house because it is really high up on the interest rates because, you know, they were high. And they're dropping, and if they can drop around 2 points, then it's really worth doing it. Save you some good money. Anyway, give Sean a call, 208-447-7205 if you're in Idaho or Oregon. It is Monday morning, morning coffee. Good morning to you. Nikki, how's it going? People on TikTok, if you are checking this out, we do this every day. I missed a couple days, though, because, well, I was sick. And it's funny, I don't get sick very often. But when I do, it just depends on, I mean, I guess I should say, y'all know about my sinus issues if you've been here for a while. I've always had sinus issues. So that's something that I just deal with. But when I've heard it described sometimes by people as a man cold. Who has a man cold? Oh, so-and-so has a man cold. And for me, there's no such thing as a man cold. But I have seen some guys, you know, sometimes they get that way. Like you get a little bit of the sniffles or whatever, and then like you're like, oh, I don't feel good. Well, it's not really how it works for me. But what is funny though is like when I do, when I'm kind of down for the count, it's when I have a fever. And I started to get a fever like Thursday, and I could tell, like I could instantly tell. It's almost like my body has the only way I could describe it is like rheumatoid arthritis or arthritis, you know, like you can feel the bones in your body, like every joint in between each and every single one of them. So it's kind of crazy how you feel that. And that's how I feel when I get a fever. And it's not like I can't even call it a fever because my wife is a nurse and she's like, anything above or anything below like 100 point something is not a fever, right? And it's when my body gets slightly elevated. So like if I'm at 99.4 is where I was at, like I completely feel that. And I don't know why it affects me that way, but I know that everyone is different, and that's when it bothers me. So I was dealing with that this weekend. It was a nice thing that I started to get sick on Thursday, Friday. Saturday was kind of a rough day, and then Sunday kind of tapered off, and now I just have the residual of a cough, and which is not even that bad of a cough. It's just it's there, like you can still tell the drainage and all that stuff, but no more fever and all that crap. So it's kind of funny. Yeah, and Nikki says her normal body temp's 97. So, like, everyone's different because 98.6 is, right? I think it's 98.6 is the norm. And so if you get anywhere above that, sometimes it just messes with you. So I'm starting to feel better. A lot of stuff going on, though. You know, a lot of stuff going on. And I was watching a couple things. You know, you get to sit down and watch movies. I haven't watched movies in a while. Take the time to do that. And I was watching one of the movies that I keep seeing clips on is Facing the Giants. And there's this time where, you know, these guys they're playing football. And football, for those of you who know me, know that I was an athlete in high school. I played football. It was something that I was good at. And actually, I watched a couple football games this weekend too, which I don't normally do. But football was something that I was good at, and I love the camaraderie. I love the teamwork. I love all those things that made, as a whole, you were a cog in the wheel, right? Like you were able to help everyone was going for the same goal to succeed, right? And I heard something in that movie that was kind of crazy. Thank you over on TikTok. Brian's over there. Warrior, if you guys haven't followed Warrior, you need to follow him. He's right in there. You'll give him a follow because he's trying to get to 1,000. He's at like 600 and something, and it's just kind of ticking up slowly. We got to get him to 1,000. Give him a follow over on TikTok. But he's tapping over there for me. He's at 1K, so appreciate that. But one of the things that they did was they did this like crawl thing. I've never seen this before, so it was kind of cool. I've seen the movie before, but I've never seen him do it. But one of the guys was like, I can't do anymore. I can't go anymore. I can't. He goes, all right, well, we're going to, all I want you to do is show me your best. Do your best. Give me your best. So he goes, can you make it to the 20? He's like, yeah, I can make it to the 20. He goes, I bet you can make it to the 50. And then he blindfolds the guy, and the guy bear crawls with a guy on his back, upside down, holding his shoulder pads, and he's bear crawling down the road. Blindfolds him, and he's yelling and screaming at him the whole time, or not yelling and screaming, but like motivating him to keep going and keep going. What's up, Sharon? And to do that, he just kept going, and he blindfolded him. And the guy just like, I can't. And he's like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Keep going. And when the guy finally falls down and he's done everything that he could possibly do, he had made it into the end zone. So he convinced the kid that he could do more than what he really thought he could do. And I think a lot of us don't understand that we're capable of doing more than what we think we can. And it's amazing. It's amazing what our body can do, what our mind can tell us that we can't do, and how much harder we can go when we just don't know it. But the funny thing is that in that, there was another line that I saw, and it said, no one starts at the finish line. Okay? No one starts at the finish line. So what does that mean? When you are trying to accomplish something, it doesn't happen right away. And I have started to go through that in my thought process, that the finish line is where you want to be, but you never start there, right? You have to know where the finish line is, but you have to be willing to work your way from the beginning to get to the finish line. And you might notice me repeating things a lot, because I feel that it's a very necessary thing to have a constant reminder that the finish line is where you want to be, but you have to work towards it. So like we've talked about with this camera thing, like in that Arnold Schwarzenegger book that I read, you must zoom way out and find the finish line. And then you have to zoom back in. I've said that wrong. You have to zoom way in to find the finish line, and then you have to zoom way back out. And as you're zooming back out, you have to look at the things that you had to do in order to get there, right? And a lot of the stuff I deal with in my daily life, I'm working on some stuff, and I'm trying to figure some things out. And in order to figure those things out, I'm getting there one step at a time. And I've gotten to this step where I need to be, but I have all these little things that I have to do before that step can be completed, and that's what I'm working on. And you have to do that. What are those little steps in between? It's like running a race. I've talked about this before. Chad Wright talked about it in a podcast with Lewis Howes, where he runs these ultra marathons, which I don't even want to run a mile, but you get to the point where you're trying to run these ultra marathons, which are like hundreds of miles, right? And you don't think you can go on anymore. And you have to convince yourself that you can, but you don't have to convince yourself that, you know, you have to go look at the end of the race. Convince yourself that you got to get 10 more steps. Convince yourself that you got to get to the next tree. Convince yourself that you got to get to the next mile marker. Whatever it takes to keep you pushing you. And if you can't finish the 100, but you can finish the next step, then keep going. So find those steps in between, okay? And keep working on it and keep trying and keep going. Thanks for the 2K over there. Appreciate it on the taps, boys. Boys and girls, keep it going. So you got to do it. You got to do it. Thanks, Brian, for keeping that going. Winning doesn't always mean coming in first. Real victory is arriving at the finish line with no regrets, because you know that you've gone all out. Doing your very best every single time, right? Doing your best every single time. If you know that even though you lost at the end of the day, that you did everything you possibly could do to be there, then you're on top of it. Then you've actually won. You are the winner because you've been there. How's it going, Todd, over in TikTok? It's awesome. We have quite a big group over on TikTok right now. And just so you guys know, this is every morning we do this live at 5 o'clock. Shaping Success has been kind of it's an interesting thing. I've been doing it for 5 years. I've been doing a lot of interviews, but I've been doing a lot more solo stuff now. And one of the things with it is that this is, there's that ugly cough. This is now that live, I've decided that every morning at 5 o'clock, I'm going to do morning coffee like we're doing right now. And it's live on YouTube. It's where I can get the most streams out, but I do actually pull up TikTok here too as well. But go sub to the YouTube Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley. You can go to westankersley.com, check it out. Sub there, turn on notifications, make sure you get it, and you can get in the conversation over there as well. Kind of go back and forth between TikTok and YouTube, which has all the, it has YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, I think, right now, or X. I need to add in Instagram, which I'll get onto that at some point. But anyway, you know that I've talked about John Wooden before, and he talked about like his thing of success is the fact that you know that you did everything that you possibly could do to be the best you could, no matter what. And at the end of the day, if you're satisfied with the work that you have done, or you know that you've given everything you all, win or lose, you have done the best you can, then you can be satisfied with who you are. And that doesn't mean that you're going to stop and you're going to be done and you didn't win and it is what it is. What it does mean is that you've given everything to the best of your ability. So be happy with that. Lynette, how's it going? Thank you for the fire. Appreciate it. Keep your eyes on the finish line, not on the turmoil around you. How many of you watched that movie For the Love of the Game with Kevin Costner? Sometimes we have to realize in our life, and he's a pitcher, okay? And so what he does when he goes out on the mound is he's in the game. He's in the moment. And so he walks on, he gets on the mound, and you can hear him. He says right in the beginning, he says, clear the mechanism. And what he's doing is he's clearing his mind. So he has tunnel vision, and then it goes straight towards the mound. And that's all he sees is the mound. So he's got one thing in front of him right now. And that number one thing is to throw a strike and to get that batter to miss or not swing at all, right? So you've got to clear the mechanism. You have to let all the outside turmoil around you. Big King says, you don't accept someone's good because you will accept their bad when they tell you. And that kind of plays into that, right? You have to just be willing to have that tunnel vision and look forward to what you're trying to do and be the best you can no matter what. Okay? I'm going to leave you with this because we talked about the finish line, right? Like the race doesn't start at the finish line, right? It starts at the beginning, right? So as you know, there are things that you want to do, and we're going to tie this all together here. There are things that you're trying to do. There are things that you want to do no matter what, right? You have to know what that goal is. What is your goal? What is the result of the goal that you want to do? Okay. I want to get a job that's $50,000 a year. I want to win a marathon. I want to do this. I want to do that, right? You set that goal. You give yourself a timeline and you find all the objectives in between, right? So it does have a finish line, right? Set that goal, decide what it is, when you want to be there, how you're going to get there, write it down and start to break it down piece by piece. And remember, it doesn't start at the finish line. And you know all those things that you have to do. You must be willing to work towards checking those marks off and accepting that sometimes you're not going to get there as fast as you want. And that's where I'm at, right? I know what the end line is. I know what the end result is. And I'm working towards that. So figure that out. Write it down. And remember, it doesn't start at the finish line. It starts when you take the first step. So go out there today and take that first step. Okay. Want to thank my Patreons, Nikki and Anna, and also my TikTok subscribers, Nikki and Michelle. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you. If you guys want to subscribe to the TikTok, go ahead and do it right now. Also, you can go to patreon.com, Wes Tankersley, or westankersley.com. So there's a little $3 a month you can support the show. You get shout outs, things like that, special gear. Hit me up and we will see you tomorrow. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.